Get it up in the air, Jan. Let's go, boys. Hey, let's go, man. Pop it out of that end zone, Jan. Come on, boy. Get it up in the air. Get it up in the air.
Place kicker Jan Stenerud boomed a 55-yard field, the conference scoring title, and all-pro honor. Stenerud converted one of the most important kicks of his career. Stenerud, who scored more than 100 points for the fifth consecutive season. The always important kicking game was, as usual, the league's best. As a place kicker, few have matched the consistency of Jan Stenerud. The AFC's best place kicker, Jan Stenerud.
Well, as a 19-year-old in Norway, and you can tell that I sound a little bit different than most Kansas City people, I was offered a ski scholarship at Montana State. In Norway, ski jumping was the major sport in those days. The ski team always ran the stadium steps, and I ran them almost every day to get my legs in shape for the ski season. And one day, the kicker was down on the stadium kicking field goals, and I went down and joined him and kicked a few, the toe like everybody kicked in those days. And I asked the guy, I said, listen, can you kick with the side of your foot like you take a corner kick in soccer or a penalty kick? And he said, yes, you can. There's a guy for the Buffalo Bills. His name is Pete Gogolak. Never forget the name. He kicks with the side of his foot. And about a month later, before the last home game of the year, 1964, my junior year, the football team was working out at the stadium. And I hear this big booming voice, Jim Sweeney. He was the head coach. And he says, hey, skier, get your butt down on the field here. I hear you can kick. I got some football shoes on. Put the ball in the tee, and I hit it. The ball went high, end over end, through the goalpost, 70 yards away. And he said, can you try one more time? Same thing, ball high, through the goalpost, 70 yards away. Did it four times in a row. And he put his hand on my shoulder, and he says, hey, kid, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon? About a month later, against the arch rival, University of Montana, I kicked a 59-yard field goal. It turned out that a 59-yard kick was the longest field goal in history of football, pros and college at the time. And that's how the scouts and some of the teams found out about me. Now, if it hadn't been for that one kick, I think I probably would have gone totally under the radar screen. So at the end of the year, I get a telegram from the Kansas City Chiefs, and I can remember every word of it. It says, congratulations, you've been drafted in the third round of the AFL redshirt draft. See you in Kansas City next year. Signed, Jack Stedman, president. And, of course, Hank Stram impresses the heck out of me.
Kick it up high, Jan. Let's go. Come on. No frozen rope. Get it up in the air so we can cover this thing, all right? Let's go.
Well, when I came to Kansas City in 67, the Chiefs had played in Super Bowl I, and the town was absolutely on fire. The people in Kansas City loved the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought it was tremendous. And to meet people like Johnny Robinson, and of course, Lenny Dawson, and Buck Buchanan, and Jim Tyre, and Fred Arbanus, and Ed Buddy, the list goes on, that actually could have played in the other league, Bobby Bell, Otis. So when we play in the Super Bowl IV after we lost Super Bowl I, I remember thinking, God, I hope we can win this game, because they had to prove all the time that they could compete for the big league, the NFL. And then we go on and we win, and I can remember the happiness that I could share with my teammates. But when you win the Super Bowl, you share with 40 players and coaches, people in the organization, and the whole city. So it's fabulous. You never forget it. When I got a letter from the Pro Football Hall of Fame a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl in 1991, it really hadn't entered my mind, because a kicker had never been a finalist for the Hall of Fame. So, and as you know, kicking is a game of blocking and tackling, but I didn't invent the rules. I was put in the job for a long time and did the best I could for as long as I could. But when I see some of the other great players in Kansas City, I mentioned some names, like I mentioned Otis or Ed Buddy or Fred Arbanus, Curly Culp, Johnny Robinson, the list goes on. Sometimes it makes me feel, I don't know what the right term is, but I feel like they're more deserving than I am, and I hope one of these days that some of these guys that I mentioned will make it. I remember the excitement before the game, to go and warm up on the field, and I couldn't help but being excited, because the best part about being in pro football for 19 years, obviously winning Super Bowl is the best part, but to be part of such a big league and such excitement for that long, and see these great athletes and how they can perform, The game itself, I'm convinced, is the most exciting team game ever invented.